Thank you. A scripture reading from Jeremiah. Friends, hear God's word. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not to harm, to give you a future with hope. If you would afford me the opportunity, I would like to offer my personal translation. For I know the thoughts I think for you, declares Jehovah. Thoughts of welfare, peace, and not for evil, affliction. To give you a goal and patience and a hope. Beloved, the word of God for the people of God. Each year, Austin Seminary provides an opportunity for students to attend a travel seminar to a place around the world. In January 2019, I traveled to Istanbul, Turkey, for a Pauline missionary trip. Traveling to the ruins of Ephesus, Antioch, and other cities, following in Paul's footsteps. While on this journey, we stopped in a town near the coast, and we visited a store that was in the business of selling tapestries. This store, unlike most stores in the region I previously traveled, they made tapestries on site. During the tour, they demonstrated the process of making a silk rug, starting with the materials through the manufacturing and distribution of the product. What stood out the most to me was how the tapestries were made completely from silk harvested from spiders and hand-woven into a pattern that produced an interwoven tapestry. The weavers, or artists, were so skilled at the task, they knew the patterns and design specifications by heart. Note, occasionally, they would solicit the owner for guidance and ask for direction or previous blueprints. The artist knew from previous experience what is done to one side must be done in repetition on the other side, and so on and so forth. May I pause here parenthetically? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Jeremiah is writing to the elders in exile to encourage them that this current state of affliction, devastation, division, or separation is not a mistake, nor is it designed to destroy or dismantle, but rather to bring about a goal and patience and hope for life's interwoven journey. You see, just like the artist, I see God grabbing a thread through his son Jesus Christ and knitting and tying and knotting and cutting and hammering our lives into place. And what's so interesting about it is even though we may stray off from the beaten path, those errors, those mistakes, still make our tapestry unique and beautiful and one of a kind. No two carpets are exactly the same. During my time in seminary, I've questioned and wondered, why am I here? Why did I lose my job? while others around me, family, friends, frenemies, associates, acquaintances thrive. Why am I having to restart and rebuild? Why me? I did not, and still at times do not understand. I thought I was on the right path to true euphoria. In defining and determining my destiny in life, yet somehow I was mistaken and exiled to Babylon and deported from what secular society views as prosperity in life. Money, homes, cars, 401k, 403b, IRAs, international travel, clothing, family, the American dream. I was angry, just like the Israelites, and wanted to rebel and make every attempt to overthrow the powers that be. Yet, as I continued to walk day by day, I began to realize this place called Austin Presbyterian Theological Seminary was slowly loosening the spiritual chains and shackles that have hindered my true growth and beginning to lead me in welfare. Not in the form of government handout or subsidies, but rather to shalom, peace, a place of tranquility, a place where I can tune out the noise of the world and truly be in a place to hear and see God's hand at work in and through my life, a place of absolute peace beyond where I am and where I will be, peace with our Creator to bring about life's woven journey. During my 5-year journey, 3 of those years, I focused on religious studies, Hebrew Bible, New Testament scriptures, other religious practices. I've become equipped to better understand myself. During my 2-year study at the University of Texas at Austin, I focused on the psychosocial, psychological behaviors of people through the social sciences. I believe both have equipped me to better understand myself and be in a better position to assist others and be able to better relate to my family, my colleagues, and the world in which we are called into community as the body of Christ. I did not understand then why I was to enter into this spiritual Babylon, but I am beginning to better understand now. God's divine providence orchestrated my welfare through this exile. But if you are still like me, you might be asking why. Well, one afternoon, I came home from church and I asked my wife, "Do you know where I'm to be in life?" Knowing in my heart of hearts, she didn't have the answer. But when you look to heaven for an answer, and you do not seem to hear or see a sign from God, you question and wonder. She looked at me firmly and said, "I cannot say with any degree of certainty where you are to be in life, but what I can say to you is you have grown tremendously, and you are not where you used to be. Had you continued on the path you were heading, secular success, promotions, more money, status, glory, fame, we as a family would have grown apart. What I can say is you have increased in wisdom, knowledge, and stature. So I cannot answer where you should be, but what I can say with certainty, you are not once where you were in life, and we are all the better for it. As I continue to walk in the halls of the classroom and the seminary campus on green pastures beside the still water, God has restored my soul for his name's sake. I have walked through the valley in the shadow of death, but I will fear no evil, for God is with me. God has given me God's plan for welfare, a plan of tiding of peace. And not only for me, but my whole family, who has increased and thrived during the pandemic and post-pandemic challenges that all Americans have faced, the challenges of housing, food, and childcare insecurities. Through this exile, God's plan of welfare has and have afforded my family and I the opportunity to receive true peace of Christ and grow together during a time when so many have been torn apart. But I would be remiss if I did not submit. I had to repent first and acknowledge my own shame, faults, issues, mistakes, my needs for self-gratification, perfectionism, self-actualization, my sins. Was all a part of the accuser's plan to blind me by my own vanity. Yet, what I have learned here of recent is we are called to make peace in this dark world and to pray for our enemies. Jeremiah's letter to the exiles was, yes, about God's redemptive plan for restoration and restorative justice, to provide them with a goal and patience and hope. Yet I also believe Jeremiah was called and calling the elders to demonstrate what Jesus said on the Sermon of the Mount, exhorting us, his followers, to extend love beyond family and friends, but to our enemies. You have heard now, it was said, you will love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say this to you, love, love, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you so that you may be children of God in heaven in life's woven journey. Shalom.